of. But until then, Shay Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, when we have CD2 actually queued up on the board and aren't waiting
live,
and aren't waiting for me to plug it in so that I can play a CD on it, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Thank you.
Thalia Zadek Band. It is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. It's 91.5 WMFO. Local music. We have Sean McKenna in the studio soon, and we have the Winter Project live in Studio D. We're going to do that around, 10:45 or so, 10:30. And before that, I have some awesome music to play. I'm going to play Happy Little Clouds now, this track called Beneath. Man Trouble. 1-2 punch. On the Town, Mikey D, Jason Lane with you, 91.5 WMFO. Before that, Strange Ways, Calyptro off race car, Courage. They recently were just opening for a big act. I can't remember who they were off the top of my head, but you know they played at the Sinclair in front of a big crowd, which was really cool.
Playing again, I think, on the 30th.
On the 30th? Okay, well, Suze will take care of the concert report sometime around 10:20. But live in the studio, we have Sean McKenna.
How you doing?
Sean, how are you? You are performing under the moniker Lay Low Moon, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this project?
I'm sort of a collective of different people that it's all based around the songs that I write and stuff. And I have a pretty decent band joining me on Sunday when I play at Club Passim, including a few members of Novel Ideas, or former members, really, and a few other people from around town, a few people from As the Sparrow as well, who are also doing an acoustic set to open the night. Yeah.
I actually have something by the Novel Ideas pulled up because, you know, when I was looking at your one sheet here, I was like, oh, who are these guys? They sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, really good kind of country folk band. Yeah.
Exactly. You guys seem like you would be good on a bill together. We're going to turn to your stuff in a bit. So,
for sure.
And you work at a local venue, don't you?
I work at the Lizard Lounge right now. I used to also work at Passim for years.
So you're pretty plugged in to the local music thing in Boston.
Yeah.
So you're definitely, you're out there and people know who you are. So this must be an exciting moment. Is this your first? I think I read that you had a couple of things back in 2014, a couple of EPs.
So those are, you know, aging rapidly. But yeah,
they're all timeless, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think they aged very well, but that's my opinion. Hopefully this will age a little more gracefully. But I did have a couple of EPs. One was more full band, the one called One Summer, and then the one called One Winter was very sort of more soloistic and acoustic. And
yeah.
This one has current album has more of a mix of the two.
Cool. What are some of your influences? It says here that I see Neil Young, I see Colin Hay, Bon Iver. So it's more of the singer-songwriter type of sound.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's kind of... I mean, pretty much any song that I write starts as like a very singer-songwriter thing. And then when it's kind of fleshed out, it can take on many different forms, I suppose. But it's kind of where my... I guess a lot of 70s singer-songwriters, especially like Jackson Brown, you'll hear if you listen to the record, and that's probably one of my biggest influences.
I was raised on that stuff too. I play music as well, and that's a big influence on me. We're gonna play one of your songs in a second, but just kind of take us through like your music writing process, if you will. I know that's kind of a heavy question, but whenever I do these interviews, I know that there's a lot of musicians listening.
For
and
sure.
And they want to be inspired, and I've had all different types of bands on here, so it's always interesting to me like how that process is for each person who comes in here. So
awesome. Yeah, I mean, I would tell you more about it if I like kind of had one. It's sort of a mess.
No, that's good. I mean, people need to understand that, you know, there isn't like a formula to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for me there's not. At least there's I don't like sit down and write lyrics first, or sit down and write like a form or changes first or anything like that. It's just kind of a jumble. Sometimes like lines and things will pop into my head, or different chord changes and melodies and stuff. And then it's more like I, you know, sit down and sometimes sort of edit a little bit after the fact. And some, you know, and to varying degrees, sometimes I don't really do a whole lot of it. Sometimes I do more. So it just depends, you know, and I think, listening back, like at least I can hear the sort of amount of editing that had, you know, been involved in a particular song. It's really wordy, if a song is really wordy, I edited it a lot. And if it's not, I probably didn't. But
do you do lyrics first, or you do?
So I don't do anything first.
Okay.
Usually, the things will pop into my head, little fragments of melodies or lyrics or both.
Either like pull over on the side of the road and
Yeah, and then
turn on the recording function on your phone.
Sometimes, yeah, or like write things in like notes, you know, that app, you know, like little things, and then or like record, you know, like myself singing something. And then I like, when I get home, sometimes if I have a guitar laying around, I'll just like kind of pick it up and start playing and singing things. And sometimes I'll like leave it where it is and I'll come back to it like the following day and I'll like, you know, like inch by inch, you know, like little by slowly, as they say, I'll, you know, over the course of a few days, or it could be, I mean, I've had songs that like from that point until I had like a song, could have taken a year, you know, it just kind of all depends.
Could have been three different songs and can't come together as one.
Yeah, that can happen too. Like, yeah. I'll end up using the different parts for like three different songs or whatever, but.
Cool. Well, let's listen to one of them. If you will, and then we'll talk a little bit more after, and we'll listen to a different song. But here's a little bit of the end result of that process that we were talking off of Lay Low Moon. I have Sean McKenna live in the studio off his disc On This Day Last Year. We're going to play All Affirming.
Thank you.
Of strange, and you said magic, and I'm aware that nothing about this situation is tragic, and I would like to get to know me, and I look to you as you're asleep in the passenger seat. And change that I'm not sure of. And I admit that I've lost all the things I like the allure of. But I would like to tell you everything that I know, how this works, and I don't mind waiting. And I believe, yes,
Sean McKenna's Lay Low Moon off the record on this day last year. That was called All Affirming. Sean, yes. thanks again for coming in.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, you had a whole bunch of different things going on that record. Did I hear a banjo in there?
You did. That would have been Daniel, who produced the album.
Yeah.
He played quite a few instruments, but...
Cool.
Yeah, he just could have... You know, he's a little bit of a nerd about those kinds of things.
That's always good when you're making a record
and yeah.
you're producing a record.
For sure.
So what else was on that track? It was just really interesting and really filled out sounding song.
It was, yeah. He's good like that. Mm-hmm. I attribute a lot of that to him. He kind of came up with so many of the arrangements. Like I was saying before, like a lot of my songs start as sort of like solo singer-songwriter tracks.
Yeah.
And he really helped flesh a lot of those, or flesh, I don't even know what the correct word.
Flesh it out, yeah. That's
flesh it out,
that's
yeah.
fine.
You know, flush it out of my system. I don't know.
You flushed it out, and then he fleshed it out.
Exactly.
We're all like yeah. factories.
Yeah, that's right. And he had a lot of sort of connections between his band and other people. I mean, he'd recently produced Haley Sabella's last record as well, who she ended up agreeing to just sort of, you know, sing harmonies on this pro bono and everything.
Cool.
He'd helped her so much and all that stuff. And a lot of people who were kind of in his band, the Novel Ideas, also played. And it just really worked out.
Yeah.
In that way, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to ask for some more background on him and the Novel Ideas, or just a band. Were you guys, like, close friends, or did you guys... How did you guys come across each other to work with each other?
It was funny. So I was working at Passim at the time. It was a couple of years ago. And I was actually starting to work with another producer initially, like, 3 years ago. And that just kind of fell through, kind of fell apart. And then one day, I had a little bit to drink, and we actually, it was a staff show because there was a cancellation that night in the calendar. So a bunch of like, oh, the musical staff show where the staff just all played because it was
great.
A last minute cancellation. And I was technically on the clock, like doing like being the door person as well as like performing, and but it was super lax and stuff. So we're all kind of like having a few beers and stuff. And I don't even remember how it came up, but like, the producer I had been working with had just fallen through like that week, and I don't even remember how it came up, but I found out that he produced or something, and I don't know, I remember like, and we had just met like the previous week, so he had just started working there. I remember like handing him my card, and like within a day or two, he had like sent me like samples of stuff he'd produced.
That's great.
And then we like immediately started getting together, like really regularly demoing all the songs before I knew it. It just kind of started happening.
That's really cool. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you never know who you're going to run into.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And if you're in the music scene, or you're a budding musician, you need to make those kind of connections to make it work. So that's
for sure. Yeah.
That's great. So Sean McKenna, thanks for coming by.
Of course.
Lay Low Moon is his disc. It was just released on the 17th, and it's fresh out there. Laylowmoon.bandcamp.com.
You can get yeah, that's where my Bandcamp is. My yep. website is just laylowmoon.com. And we're at Lay Low Moon at any social media platform. And
great. And once again, you guys are playing at Club Passim this Sunday.
August 26th, As the Sparrow is opening with an acoustic set featuring a string quartet. And we should go on around 9 o'clock, and As the Sparrow should be at 8 o'clock. So
that sounds great. All right, we're going to finish off with one more of your tracks. This is Lay Low Moon off On This Day Last Year. This track is called Through and Through. Sean, thanks for coming.
Yep, thank you for having me.
I don't know if I know me. Through and through and through and through again. And I don't know if I am the right to. But I believe in you, you do. And so I'm going away. Not coming back until I'm better. But I'm not sure that I'm through with you. And I don't think that I see through ya. So please just ask me to stay. And tell me more about the weather. Cause I don't know what it is I'm saying. I don't know what it is I'm saying to myself.
fact of the matter is that you may very well be all I need. And I don't have much more to say, 'cause I've been bruised and I've been battered, and I don't know if I get through to you, but I just hope and I pray that you follow through, that you follow through, that you follow.
Pictures of a Former Past, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane. It's PSA time.
It's PSA time.
How's that? That sounds good.
You like it?
Yeah, you're kind of hunched over. Why don't you just get up and move to the next seat over?
I want to hunch over while I read this. I want you to feel the weight of what I'm about to share with you.
All right. Well, what do you got?
Should I do my normal voice or a different voice?
I don't care.
Here are some numbers to think about.
Oh, my God. Do your normal voice.
Oh, come on. But that's a good one. You don't want to hear more from Mr. Magoo.
Oh, my God. Is that what Mr. Magoo?
Maybe. Here's some numbers to think about U.S. healthcare. Some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending.
Oh, man.
And the top 5% accounts for 50%.
This is morphing as I go, I'm sorry. Analyzed from a slightly different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What happened there?
I started to...
If you're going
to
do a voice, you got to own it.
I know. I started with Mr. Magoo, and then it turned into Bernie Sanders, and then I was like, I don't want to make this political. I'm just going to change.
You got to own that.
I know.
Just like Psychic Dog.
It started slowly. It was fading away.
Well, just like Psychic Dog owns this track, all right? You got to own it.
Bye.
This is Bus Song on the Town, Mikey D.
Toot, toot.
Oh, man, I feel like I'm on the bus at the beginning of the song.
Stop requested.
See?
Uh-oh.
Box, my song.
watched a movie on my laptop starring Terrence Stamp. Un Piccolo film de Sciro called Toby Dammit. He played a fading actor, celebrity, medicated beyond existence.
check. One. Yo, Pope got a gun that pop through the speaker light. I am Mike, might fight, biting earlobes off. I'm the modern old dog. This right here, the roll call for what your music begging for, like explosives are going off. Sticking in a cough from a 9/11 cop, breathing in the hellfire with your billow through the top. Bob first, Johnny Cage, as we rumble through the park. Watching Pony Boy, the hustler, help him dilly the park. Vicious, come and take a bite of my delicious butter coated pancakes baked by the misfits. Neck wiggle to rock this imperial mystic. Every word of my song was dripping off a lipstick. Beastin', I was getting fly for no reason. The heathen is speaking, spitting at Tabo. Horny boy, the hustler, cause a ghetto revival. Moses was spitting what was written in the Bible. The first cause genocide, beast homicidal. The disperse hurt from the dirt perched on her pew. Purge in the merch that I burst in the booth to alert every nigga on the block who was first in the merge with a thirst that I burst through the speaker. The dope dealer's universe, search for the greaser. Jolly had a gun, Johnny had a knife, telling Pony Boy to stay gone.
You needed a little Pony Boy the Hustler in your life tonight. That is Still Gold, Pony Boy the Hustler. Lots of vowels missing, but the beats are just intense and they're so fresh. I'm Jason Lane on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WFMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Before that, we did Tell Me Why, the record from Grand Evolution, their track Ghost, and Smitty. The last time I was on, we interviewed him, Just a Modern Guy, the title track off that. And we're going to continue now with The Big Lonesome. Say goodbye. Or say hello, if you will.